Here's the 0-2. Swung on, popped him up. This ought to do it. Shallow center. Straw is under it, and he makes the catch. And the Indians win the fourth edition of the MLB Little League Classic by a final score of 3-0.
7:23 at WEOL, time to talk Indians baseball with Bob DiBiasio, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Elko, Cinder Ridge, and Barton Roads. Fun night yesterday for the Tribe. I mean, a win is a win, but under those circumstances, it was kind of fun to kind of get a win under that sort of spotlight last night, Bob.
Yes, sir. Our guys, all reports, you heard Rosie throughout the broadcast talk about how much fun our guys had interacting with the Little Leaguers. A terrific event, as you just heard Rosie say, the fourth annual. With the Field of Dreams event this year, and now, you know, having consistency with the Little League World Series game, some terrific special events for Major League Baseball. But our guys really had a whole lot of fun reminiscing about their own Little League experiences and talking with these kids really does generate a whole different set of love affair with the game of baseball.
Do they all have positive Little League experiences, or don't they have some of that one, you know, the chicken pox time, or I one time had to play right field after going to an ophthalmologist and they put dilated drops in my eyes and they wondered why I was wearing sunglasses, and I thought, well, I could still play until the ball got in the sun, and then I had no idea what I was doing out there. So,
well, it's funny, I think a lot of them recall that you know, we were two wins away from getting here to Williamsport when I was playing.
Wow.
That kind of thing that they remember. Or somebody would say, you know, I had the pleasure of being on a team that got this far and had that experience. It just, you know, re-energizes you to, you know, it is a kid's game and how lucky they are to be able to play the game of baseball. You know, you and I both grew up in Lakewood, and I just remember vividly, playing for Mally's Candies and Little League, and what there couldn't have been a better sponsor for a Little League team, because every time you won, you rode your bike over to Mally's Candies on Madison and had yourself a free ice cream of some sort. That was just terrific stuff.
My team, I grew up in Westlake. My team was the Lakewood oh. Lakewood Manufacturing. They were, and I thought, what the heck is Lakewood Manufacturing? You know, and I go tell you, all I remember is they were the hottest, woolest uniform. I mean, they might have been from like a decade or so before. It wasn't the T-shirts like those kids had at a later generation. It's a buttoned down wool. It seemed like it was wool. I don't know what it was, but it was fun. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, the team had some really good pitching this past weekend. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man, you know, the growth and development of this young pitching staff has just been so fun to watch. I don't know how long we've talked about it, but, the idea that, the growth chart of a major league, a major league athlete certainly doesn't go straight up in the air. So to see Tristan, who struggled, had to go to AAA, come back, be as dominant as he's been. Cal Quantrill, you know, here's a guy that was a number one draft pick for the San Diego Padres out of Stanford, you know, big-time college player. It just wasn't working for him. All of a sudden, he gets to Cleveland, and our guys get our hands on him, and next thing you know, he's twirling off just a consecutive incredible start. So it's been so fun to watch.
Didn't anybody tell Tristan that the Phelps came to see Ohtani? They wanted to see. Here's what happened.
Ohtani is the ultimate challenge now, and suddenly you're reaching back for a little bit extra when you're facing this guy. Now the wind and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball below the ankles. And Ohtani has struck out three times. And McKenzie brilliant through six. 3-0 try.
Well, it was good to see, but some folks are like, we thought, how it is when you always get some star coming to town. You want to sort of see a little bit of it. But we're ready now for the Rangers and the Red Sox. But an off day today for the Tribe, right?
Off day today here at beautiful Quail Hollow, 29th annual Cleveland Indians Charity Celebrity Golf Classic. Been a wonderful week of Indians Charities event. We call it our Give-a-thon. Our friends at the Collig Companies, Matt Collig, and who's the chairman, and Tim Klepper, the president and CEO, their energy and enthusiasm. We raised more than $215,000 on Friday and through the telethon that we have, the Give-a-thon. It just tremendous energy again and enthusiasm for wanting to help our community become better. And just it begin or ends today with our golf outing, and then we put all that money to good use.
Yeah, that's when all the goodwill, you know, begins, and it gets out there and be able to help all the different kids in the parts of the community as well. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful week. Great drive.